With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. There's been a stark warning from Lebanese authorities aimed at the Hamas terrorist group.
Lebanese authorities have warned the Hamas group that it will face the harshest measures if it carries out any attacks from Lebanon. The warning from the Higher Defense Council, Lebanon's top military body, comes weeks after several Lebanese and Palestinians were detained on suspicion of firing rockets from Lebanon into northern Israel. A statement read by Brigadier General Mohammed al-Mustafa said, Hamas and other factions will not be allowed to endanger national stability and that the safety of Lebanon's territories is above all. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The nation's public broadcasting system faces the biggest crisis in its nearly 60-year history. With President Trump's order to slash federal subsidies, a court fight seems inevitable with the heads of PBS, NPR, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting all suggesting that the president's order is illegal. President Trump claims the system has become potentially politically biased and time has passed it by. The April jobs report shows the unemployment rate remains steady from the previous month. This update from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Labor Department reported Friday that U.S. employers added 177,000 jobs in April. The unemployment rate was unchanged at 4.2%. Both numbers, which demonstrate that the U.S. labor market remains in good condition, are based on surveys taken in the immediate wake of the Trump administration's move in early April to institute the highest level of tariffs on imports since the 1930s. The gain extended the streak of U.S. job growth to 52 months. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Drones attacked a vessel carrying aid to Gaza in international waters off Malta. It was the latest confrontation over efforts to send assistance to the Palestinian territory devastated by nearly 19 months of war. A nearby tugboat responding to the distress call from the ship Conscience. This is SRN News. A mixed report for the Southern Baptist Convention. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
America's largest Protestant denomination has released its annual numbers, and they reveal that membership is down to its lowest level in half a century. However, amongst those folks who are Southern Baptist, regular church attendance is up, and the number of annual baptisms continues to climb since bottoming out during the pandemic. The SBC now has 12.7 million members, about a quarter of a million less than before. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Investigators say the leak of a Wisconsin Supreme Court abortion order last year was likely deliberate, but they don't know who was responsible. The June leak of a draft order showed the court would take a case brought by Planned Parenthood, which is seeking to declare access to abortion a right protected by the state constitution. The Wisconsin court has yet to set a date for oral arguments in the Planned Parenthood case. More on these stories, plus breaking news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. There has been a deadly tour van crash just outside of Yellowstone National Park.
Seven people have died and eight were injured after a vehicle crashed Thursday night on a stretch of highway near Henry's Lake State Park in eastern Idaho. State police say the driver of a Dodge Ram died when the pickup truck collided with a tour van carrying 14 people. The crash is under investigation. Roger Merrill was driving home and shot clips of flames engulfing the two vehicles and survivors being helped by the side of the road. Merrill says it took what felt like a long time for responders to arrive because of the remote location, 16 miles west of Yellowstone National Park. I'm Jennifer King.
Wall Street extending its gains a ninth straight day, making its longest winning streak since 2004. The rally Friday spurred by the better-than-expected job reports. And the S&P 500 climbed 1.5%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average adding 1.4%, the NASDAQ Composite rising 1.5%. More online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.